Hello, Conference USA fans, and welcome to another episode of the CUSA Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Rafford, filling in for Sarah Rudolph. Today, we're talking everything Conference USA basketball. We have some big wins. We have some big surprises. We have some impressive players making a name for themselves in this league. To watch us, you can follow us on YouTube at Conference USA. For all of our audio listeners, you can follow us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And also, don't forget to follow us on social at CUSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram. On today's episode, we are joined by Eric Jones. You've heard him talk a little bit about soccer on the podcast, and today he is diving in on men's basketball. I'm a little CUSA, you know, fact. Me and Eric's office is right next to each other. We own a hallway by ourselves, so we talk about CUSA basketball literally every single day. And today we get to hear Eric deep dive on men's basketball. We can start off with New Mexico State. They're our only unbeaten squad on the men's side. They are 3-0. They're on a 6-game winning streak. So what is your thoughts on the Aggies this season?
The Aggies are hot right now. And I want to give huge props to Coach Hooten over there down in Las Cruces for, I don't know what he said or what he may have done in that locker room, but, you know, struggled a little bit there in non-conference. And they've come out the gates hot in conference play. Maybe not to what we've expected, but absolutely huge wins. 30-point win over La Tech a week ago. And then, you know, the big anticipated matchup on the road at UTEP and that battle of I-10, and went in there and, I mean, took it to them. The 28-point win, Christian Cook, Peter Filipovich stepping up. Big time for those two. The Aggies own a league best right now scoring offense at almost 80 points a game through three games, and scoring defense at 58.7 through three contests, leaving them with a scoring margin of about 20 points. So those guys are playing really good right now, and excited to watch them go across the country over there to the East Coast, play FIU and Liberty this weekend.
Talk to us a little bit about Middle Tennessee. They're 3-1 in conference play right now. Obviously, Justin Porter, he just won Conference USA Player of the Week this past week. So what has he been doing for that team? And just, you know, they're on a 2-game winning streak. So how are they going to go?
Yeah, Justin Porter scoring in bunches game by game. I feel like he's setting a new season or a career high each and every game. And that's exactly what he did this past week. Scored 27 and 29 in wins over Kennesaw State and Jack State on his way to Conference USA Player of the Week, as you said. But another name to look out for, Issam Mustafa. He has 8 double-doubles through the team's first 17 games this season, which is incredible. It's crucial for a guy that can, you know, score the way he does right now and has that presence down low for the Blue Raiders. They're off to a 3-1 start in conference play. And I think it's good to see them playing to their potential as they've done all year long so far at 12-5 and 3-1 in league play.
I want to ask you about Louisiana Tech, because I think everybody was surprised when they started out the first week of conference play 0-2. They lost to UTEP. They lost to New Mexico State. Obviously, they were on the road, so that could have been a very contributing factor to that as well. But they're back in action right now. They're 2-2. What do you think about this Louisiana Tech team, and how do you think, you know, losing two games off the bat to start conference play has fueled them for the rest of the season?
No, I think that's probably something that they're going to look at a lot this season. I think it was big for them to get back home, get on their home court, get comfortable again. Obviously had a big win against FIU, and then to bounce back on Saturday and beat a really good Liberty squad that's, you know, aimed to be at the top of the league this year as well. Those are two huge wins for them to bounce back. I think that 0-2 start, you know, it's always hard coming back from the holiday breaks. That road trip is not easy for any of our schools going to El Paso and Las Cruces. So it may have been a little wake-up call to those guys. And it's good to see them bounce back. And they got all sorts of veteran leadership with Daniel Bacho, Sean Newman Jr. to lead that bunch. So excited to see what they keep doing here this week.
We can't go without talking about Kennesaw State's Adrian Wooley. Just won his sixth Freshman of the Week honor. You know, he's on his way to breaking that record. We still have multiple weeks of CUSA basketball to play, so he is well on his way to potentially breaking that record, right?
Definitely.
He leads CUSA in scoring with 23.7 points per game. He has scored 20-plus in his last 6 or 7 games, you know, like, freshman. And it's one of 3 freshmen that started the lineup for Kennesaw. So just how big of a contribution is he to that team?
Right. Well, it was awesome having him on the podcast last week, hearing his insight and what he thinks about the team. Obviously, that, you know, took 2 tough losses this past week, but him and Simeon Cottle in that backcourt have been insane. You can tell that Cottle is really taking him in and being that type of mentor as a senior to Woolley. And it's been exciting to watch him play. And he's just scoring in bunches and, you know, from three ball, from inside, like he's all over the place. And he's a really good kid and really fun to watch.
So we're in our third week of conference play. What are you think are the games to watch this week?
Well, we always got to look at Middle Tennessee and WKU. Big rivalry.
Oh, for sure. We were talking about that literally earlier this week, right? Now we think like it is a rivalry, but nobody, we don't think any other sport takes it quite as seriously as basketball. And that's on the men's and the women's side.
It's definitely basketball with those two. Excited to watch those two duke it out this week. And WKU off to a 2-2 start under first-year head coach Hank Plona. It'll be interesting to see them play a Middle Tennessee team that's, you know, finally, you know, kind of living up to their expectations coming into the season and staying healthy. And, you know, Justin Porter, obviously, again, is scoring like crazy. It's going to be an exciting one to watch.
So a little bit for the women's. I think it's kind of the same thing as men's in a sense, right? We have one unbeaten team, and that's Middle Tennessee. I don't think there is no surprise there. They're 4-0 right now in conference play. But I think FIU, it's probably like our biggest surprise right now. Like, obviously, going into the season, it wasn't a surprise. They were, what, preseason? They were ranked second in the preseason rankings. And then they just had a lot of injuries. Our preseason player of the year, Maya Kone, she is down right now. We're not sure when she's coming back, but that I think has hindered them a little bit. But they have been on fire these past three games. Lucia Fleeta Robes, she was also injured for them after that Florida National game, and that was their first game. So after their first game, Maya Kone and Lucia was out for some time. Lucia's back in the starting lineup now. We have Isnell Natabu. She has been putting up crazy numbers for FIU right now. She's been a major contributor of just why they have been on this winning streak right now. She is currently averaging 13.5 points per game and 8.5 rebounds per game in just USA alone. So she has been a very major contributing factor of why the FIU Panthers is just on such a winning streak. I think this week will be, you know, a determining factor in that. They have New Mexico State on Thursday. New Mexico State, they're 2-1 right now. And it'll be a big week for their FIU. One thing about Eric is for the past 2 years before this year, he has been the SID for women's basketball. So it's good to talk about women's basketball with somebody because he knows the league. He knows these players. So it's cool to just get your insight because, you know, you obviously watch FIU and every other team so heavily last season.
No, definitely. And I think, you know, obviously you have Middle Tennessee at the top. It seems like just about every year. And everyone's trying to get to them and, you know, get to that NCAA tournament. But I think with you speaking on FIU, you know, our reigning coach of the year, Jessica Burks Wiley, has really got that culture down there in Miami, you know, tight. And those girls, you can tell, I mean, you know, he dropped Maya Kone for the season, which is unfortunate, but you can tell everyone's kind of rallying around it at this point and playing good basketball right now. You know, we'll see if they can keep it going.
For sure. And just similar to the men's side, as we said, like La Tech, they went 0-2 the first week. WKU also went 0-2 in the first week for women's conference play. They bounced back this past week and got two wins over Kennesaw State and Jack State. So they're 2-2. The Lady Toppers, you know, they've had four players that score. And, you know, that's the leading scorer for them. So they have scores on their team. Of course, I think WKU, not really a sleeper team. They've been, you know, right, such a good team to this league. I think we were also surprised that they went 0-2, but don't count them out.
Sure.
WKU has some scores on their team. They have people that can steal the ball. I think they have four people right now that are ranked in the top 10 of USA. Just all games, not even in conference play. Top 10 in steals. Sam Houston as well also has four players who ranks in the top 10. So Sam Houston, WKU is taking over that top 10 for steals per game, just in the league in general, well, all games in general. Middle Tennessee, of course, on a winning streak. Anastasia Bodareva, she has been an astronomical player.
Killing it.
Yes, like that last year, like that this year. Of course, they have Jalen Gregory, Tamia Scott, Courtney Blakely. Also, four players that's doing very well for Middle Tennessee. How do you think that their, you know, run in this league will shake out?
I mean, they are such a fast group, a bigger group with Bolderava down low. Again, she can score like crazy. She can get boards, you know, in an instant. And watching, you know, that team kind of grow through the past few years when I was, you know, covering women's basketball, Jalen Gregory is lights out from three. Tamia Scott's just a scorer, and they're so fast, the way they move the ball around. And even on the defensive side, you know, they're the same style, that they move quickly, and, you know, they can cause a lot of chaos on that court.
New Mexico State is also one team that is like 2-1 right now. Obviously, they only played one game last week with, you know, the battle of I-10 against UTEP, that they won that game at home. So that was a very huge win for New Mexico State. I think rivalry games, me and Sarah were talking about this last week, like in Conference USA, rivalry games matter. We take them very, very seriously here. We love to watch rivalry games. Like, I think any conference or any fan that if you go to school, you have a rivalry, you're tuning into that game for sure. But Molly Kaiser, she has been crazy this season. She has been our leading scorer in Conference USA the whole entire season, has not let up. She is averaging 21.1 points per game. That's 10th in the nation. And I get to talk to her a little later today. You get to see the interview a little bit later today with our leading scorer in CUSA and just talk to her about, you know, her team, her run, and that'll be a very interesting interview. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But New Mexico State have a very, very big week this week, and I think that just ties into our game of the week this week as New Mexico State hosts FIU. FIU is 3-1. Liberty is also 3-1. So they will host FIU on Thursday, and then they will host Liberty on Saturday, and I think those are two big games this week just to see, you know, will the standings stay as they are? Will they shake up a little bit? We don't know. We have no clue. I don't think anybody in our office knows.
Nope.
Across the board, men's and women's has been crazy.
Definitely.
So we don't have no clue. And of course, in Huntsville, you never know what'll happen.
Never know. On that neutral court, you never know.
Anything can happen.
And I think that's why it's almost fun to see the way our schedule works out, to where we get to see, all right, on the men's side, you have New Mexico State and UTEP, mm-hmm. both going to the East Coast this week. On the women's side, you got, you know, FIU and Liberty both going to the west side of the conference this week. So it's fun to see how it plays out, and it'll be a great, great weekend of basketball, no doubt.
Well, thank you so much, Eric, for joining us today. We got to break down some men's basketball thoroughly. Really appreciate it. I hope you guys appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.
Up next, we have a one-on-one interview with New Mexico State's Molly Kaiser. Enjoy the interview. Joining us on today's episode, we have a special guest, our very first women's basketball player of the season, with graduate student guard from New Mexico State, Molly Kaiser. She joined us fresh off of earning CUSA Player of the Week Award this week for her dominant performance against I-10 rival UTEP last Saturday. Molly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you scored 32 points against UTEP on Saturday. This is your third time scoring 30 or more points this season, right? What were you doing in the off season to just prepare you to have this hot hand this season?
Honestly, it really just started for me in the weight room, making sure that I was, you know, building my tank, gaining more strength, gaining more muscle, getting in the best shape that I possibly could, so I'm able to not just play a lot of minutes, but being able to produce when I'm on the floor. So I would say it just really started in the weight room, and then obviously getting some stuff on the court, working a lot of off-season work with Coach Jody, finishing in the paint, still working on my mid-range, and then I'll obviously continuing to build on my three-ball game and just continuing to build all around in my game.
You guys faced some tough competition during the non-conference slate, and you scored in double figures against Texas, Kansas State, Oklahoma. How has that tough non-conference schedule, you know, just helped you and prepared you guys for this conference slate?
Obviously, doing our schedule, I'm pretty sure our coaches didn't know all of those teams were going to be ranked. But I think it just allowed us an opportunity just to be able to play the best in the country. And when you play the best in the country, it teaches you a lot. You learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about how they're able to, you know, maintain and play as a team. So I think overall, it just kind of taught us a little bit that we can play with anybody if we're able to really just lock in on the scout and being able to execute the game plan and just playing for each other. And I think those games teaches you a lot about toughness. At the end of the day, it's not really about big wins, because when you play big schools like that, you kind of look for small wins, how you're executing, how you're defending, and just different things that you can end up using as you go and you play games like conference in Conference USA, and you play teams like Middle Tennessee or just teams that are supposed to be higher up in the conference.
You talked about how, you know, the mindset of playing those big teams. What has head coach Jody Adams has been instilling you guys? Because last year, in the first 2 weeks of conference play. You guys started 1-3. You're 2-1 this year. So what has she just been instilling in you guys this season to have a winning mindset?
I think it all just, like I said before, it all just kind of stemmed from the off-season work. And then just kind of, you know, when you spend time in the gym and you take the time to work on your craft, you know, you get that confidence already. And then coming in, I think for us, it's not more so of what she's trying to get us ready mentally. It's more so of the scout, you know, and I think it takes a lot. And I'm very grateful for the coaching staff that we have, because as a player, you don't go into those games believing that you can win, although you might have that mindset. But if the scout, you know, if you were an athlete, if you see a scout and it's just not presented to you as if you can win, then it makes it a little bit harder to believe. So I think her and her coaching staff has really done a really tremendous job of just putting a scout together that makes you believe, like, oh man, we can get them if we just execute this game plan, if we're able to, you know, get to this spot. So I think it's all about the game plan and just her putting the pieces together and showing us on film. Cause when you see it, you start to believe it. And I think that's just kind of what's transpired for us. And then obviously when you play the first game against Texas, you get your feet wet a little bit, and then you play Kansas, and then you get to Oklahoma. It's like, hey, we've been here before. It doesn't matter what they're wearing across the chest. It's all about us, how we show up, how we represent, and how we play for each other. And I think just that's just having that confidence build over time. And then obviously having a coaching staff that truly invests time in the scout and preparation as well.
I absolutely love that answer. And I'm so glad that you brought up the coaching staff, because I don't think many people outside of New Mexico State fans know that this is your fifth year with New Mexico State. Obviously, head coach Jody Adams, she didn't recruit you when you originally went to New Mexico State. You stayed with her and her coaching staff. So what is it that about Las Cruces and New Mexico State that has made you stay for so long?
Honestly, I would have to say it's really just the people, man. The people here are amazing, and I can't speak enough about them, just the way that they invest in you, not just as a player, but also just as a human being. I know I see some people when I'm out and about shopping or whatever, and they're just excited to see you. They show you so much love. And I think for me, it was just, I've always been a loyal kid, and being here since I've been here, Las Cruces and just everybody in this community has really embraced me and allowed me to be who I am. They've seen me from when I was a freshman to now. So they've seen the growth and just being a part of a winning championship program and understanding, you know, seeing the people that were before me and starting something. I wouldn't want to put on another jersey and play for anybody else. So I think it was just really just sticking here for the people, and then obviously wanting to win one here. I don't think I would be satisfied if I went anywhere else and got the job done there.
New Mexico State, they hold you in high praise. They call you a certified legend. I don't know if you know that, but they do. And you have been a certified legend for them, especially within this season. You're averaging 21.1 points per game. You've been leading Conference USA in scoring for the entire season. Not sure if you know that. And you're ranked 10th in the nation right now in points per game. I don't think you think, or I hope you thought that you was going to accomplish this, but what are some other goals that you have to accomplish so far this season?
I mean, the main goal right now is obviously the biggest one. And I was actually talking about this the other day to some donors, had a dinner, and it was just like, you know, they talked about, you know, points I've had, and I'm just like, hey, like, that's all amazing. That's all great. But every day when I come in the gym, I literally sit at the table and I look up at the banner and you see there's 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019. And then from then on, there's no more banners. So I think that's obviously the main goal and the main focus right now is to get that championship. And I think obviously it's going to start with me and then everybody else that are around me, the coaching staff and key pieces like Fonta Kasama, our point guard, and just everybody else coming in and filling our role and just being their best self and being able to contribute to that.
Also glad you brought up Fonta Kasama. You two have been a dynamic duo for the Aggies this season. She's averaging 10.3 points per game and 9.8 rebounds per game. What is it like to know that you have a teammate that you know that you can trust to score and grab rebounds? And if she's not scoring, you know for sure she's going up and grabbing rebounds. So how's that like?
Man, it's amazing. It's awesome to step on the court and know that you have a double-double machine, you know, always. And I mean, it just stems from practice, too. I mean, she puts the work in as far as just how you see her play is literally how she practiced. So going into the game, it's no surprise. I know what she's gonna bring every single day to the table, whether that's points or that's – but you know you're going to get at least 10-plus rebounds from her every single day. And that matters because without those 10 rebounds, we're not able to get the possessions that we need, or we're not able to get those second points opportunity. So she just brings a different presence on the court for you. And then not just her rebounding, we could talk about her rebounding, her scoring, but she's a tremendous passer. So that just kind of opens up the field. And she's just so much, I could keep talking about her because she just is an amazing player. And, you know, and I'm just happy that she's on my side and we're just able to, you know, put our two gifts together and make something happen for this team.
You guys have some very big games coming up. Today you are going against FIU, who is 3-1, and then Saturday you guys take on Liberty, who's also 3-1 in conference play right now. What are some things that you guys are doing to prepare for those games this week?
Honestly, I feel like our practices is kind of ramped up a little bit, especially after our loss at La Tech, you know, after that long swing, coming back home. And I think our practices has just been more intense, more intentional. And I think it being that way has truly prepared us for the game against UTEP, right? So I think looking ahead, you can't look too far ahead, right? We have a game today, so we have to focus on tonight. And the game tonight is not going to be won tonight. It's been won the yesterday, the day before, and just the days that we've put into preparation, right? So I think just when you're focusing on an opponent, it obviously is always going to start with us, because we have no idea what they're going to do. Just like how we didn't know what UTEP was going to do. UTEP threw so many different defenses at us, just different things. So in a sense of, we have to continue to focus on us, focus on our game plan. And then every single day we have to come in with the mindset of getting 1% better. We can't worry about the standings. We can't, because if you look too far ahead, then you start to think about the next game, and you forget to be present and what really matters, right? So you have to get one now in order to get the next one on Saturday. So I think just keeping the mindset of coming in with just intensity and just being intentional about every movement, everything that we do on the court. So we want to carry that intensity and that intention for 40 minutes, because it's awesome when you could do it for the first 5 minutes. But what are you going to do after that media timeout? So you have to be able to sustain and hold that for 40 minutes. And that's how you know you're going to win the ball game, right? You play that way. You play our brand of basketball for 40 minutes and we look up at the score and we're like, hey, man, we won. Whether that's by 1 point, 10 points, 20 points, we've won, you know, and I think that's all that matters for us right now.
Oh, for sure. I love that answer. I do want to transition to some fun questions. We do have a segment here on the podcast called CUSA Eats. So if I was to visit New Mexico State, where are some places that you would say I have to try?
So if you're like a little bit of Mexican food, I would have to recommend you to Taquería Chavez. Have one of the best quesadilla tacos, quesadillas. I think that's probably the best like Mexican restaurant out here for me. If you're more of like a kind of like sportsy con, you like wings and stuff like that, I'll recommend you to Game 2. Oh, they have the best wings. I mean, they have the best sweet potato fries, I think. I go there all the time, and I just love it. I just love it. They have like this sweet and spicy sauce that's just amazing. You could dip your sweet potato fries in a little bit of ranch, and it's just right. It's just right.
Okay. What are you getting in your quesadilla? Chicken, some steak?
Oof. I think it just depends on the day. A lot of times I'm a chicken person, but if I want to be a little bougie and, you know, kick a little, I'm go ahead and go and give me a little steak or something.
Okay, as you should. You got to treat yourself sometimes.
That.
Okay. Pre-game rituals. What is something or some things that you have to do before every game to just get you prepared?
Honestly, my game day. So I normally wake up in the morning. I pray. I get ready. And then I get to the gym and I get shots up before like shoot around, right? So while I'm in there, I'm listening to the gospel. I'm getting my shots ready. I'm, you know, I'm getting the flow of it. And then before the game time, I like to visualize a little bit, and that's something that we've actually had somebody come in and work on with us. Is just like when you visualize for a game, oftentimes you think about like the ball going in and all the right things that can happen. But we've been kind of taught to like visualize when things does go wrong, so that way you're mentally preparing your brain and your body of how to react, that it's not a shock, right? So, you know, it's not going to be perfect. So I do visualize sometimes a turnover, right? But I also visualize like, how am I going to respond, right? I got to get it back on defense. I do visualize a missed shot, right? How do I respond? How do I, you know, make the next one? What am I thinking? So just kind of getting my mind ready in that aspect of just the mental space of it. And then obviously visualizing the environment, right? When especially you play big teams, you know, it's going to be louder, or even if it's not going to be a lot of people in the stands, you know, you got to be able to take in all that moment and embrace it, the noise and everything else that comes with it. So that's kind of part of it. And then after that, I get some food after shoot around. And then right after I eat, maybe like 15, 30 minutes, I hit the weight room. Whether that's here or on the road, I hit the weight room just to get my body ready, get my muscles stimulated to play a basketball game. And then I'm back on the court for my pregame and then get to the locker room, and then games pretty much started. So I pretty much spend my day a lot of the times at the gym. And so that's just kind of how my day-to-day kind of go by.
Well, that's what I basically all have for you today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your pregame virtual for the whole entire day to join us. We just look forward to just seeing your journey throughout the rest of the season, how you guys, you know, finish the rest of January, February, and where you guys will end up in Huntsville in March. Thank you again for joining us today, and good luck tonight.
Thanks so much, Jessica. It's been fun. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much to Molly Kaiser and Eric Jones for joining us on today's episode. Don't forget to watch this week's CUSA Games to Watch. On the men's side, we have UTEP at Liberty at 8 p.m. Central on CBS Sports Network. And then on Saturday, we have two very good games for you. It's WKU at Middle Tennessee at 6 p.m. Central on ESPN+. And then, of course, New Mexico State at Liberty at 6 p.m. Central on ESPN+ as well. On the women's side, we have some very, very good games for you. On Thursday, FIU travels to New Mexico State. That game will start at 7 p.m. Central on ESPN+. And then on Saturday, we have Liberty at New Mexico State, 3 p.m. Central on ESPN+. And then, of course, our rivalry game, Middle Tennessee travels to WKU. And that game will be at 2 p.m. Central on ESPN+ as well. Thank you so much for joining us, and come back next week.